When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Born to love. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ellie.
Bringing that DJ energy.
Oh, bringing that vocalist energy.
Born to love.
I've never a single time joined you in that. I'm not a singer.
Give us another 40 eps.
On the 40th episode anniversary, I'll hum along. How about that?
Yes.
How's it going?
Things are good. It's been a beautiful week in New York City, so I'm in a good mood. Scott, did anything happen to you this week that you loved?
Well, there is something I'm super eager to discuss with you. And it's a hypothetical. I went on a date night with my beautiful wife. We try to do that.
Yes.
Very special. But we came up with this hypothetical, which I've been obsessed with now for days. Here it is, Ellie. You live near a mall and you find out that Cheesecake Factory is opening up in the mall. And it's not just any Cheesecake Factory. It's a 3-story Cheesecake Factory that has 700 seats. And like, it's definitely the largest Cheesecake Factory in the world. And it may very well be the largest chain restaurant ever made. How do you feel about that, Ellie? Oh. What's your reaction? Because it's been quite polarizing among the people I've spoken to. And I want to get your take.
Wait. First, I have to ask you, is this what you and Vanessa were talking about on date night?
On date night, we drove by a Cheesecake Factory that was under construction. And it seemed to us like it was the world's largest Cheesecake Factory. I think that is actually a mistake. But we were like, wow, what if? And then subsequently, all we could talk about at dinner. The next day, talked about it with my kids. They're not Cheesecake Factory experts. They're small children. But still, they were into it.
Yeah.
Talked to my family about it. I gotta know, Ellie.
You might be surprised by my answer.
Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
I'm all in.
I'm, you know what? I am not upset about chain restaurants. I like that I know exactly what I'm going to get. I like that it's familiar. I like that I can go anywhere in the country or possibly the world and have a sort of familiar experience. And Cheesecake Factory specifically, I spent a fair amount of time there when I lived in Chicago one summer, and I have a nostalgia and fondness for it. Are the portions, like, unreasonable? Yes.
Unreasonably large.
Large.
Yes.
Yeah, they're too large.
I haven't been to a Cheesecake Factory in 15 years.
Oh.
I don't even have particularly a strong associations with Cheesecake Factory. I know they got cheesecake, and I like that. My recollection of the menu is that it was, like, 40 pages long. You could get anything you want. And if a restaurant comes to town that serves everything, and you can expect that it's not going to be trash, I'm going on opening weekend.
Oh, I'm there.
I may never go back. But Vanessa and I were like, we got to like make reservations now for this new cheesecake.
Well, but do you? Because they seat 700 people.
In the hypothetical, yeah.
Listen, foodies, our little foodie friends,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not going to go there. But that's not who we're asking
no,
to go
foodies,
with.
No, foodies, we don't need you.
Mm-mm. We don't need you because your palate is going to be too refined and sensitive and offended.
If you're going to give me a nasty look for mozzarella sticks, I don't want you sitting in the restaurant, foodie.
No. Mm-mm. And I don't want you to come with me, foodie. You're my friend, but we'll watch a game together or something.
We'll get a drink afterwards.
I don't even want to get a drink with them. They're going to be, they're drinkies too.
That's right. They're going to shame my mocktail or my.
Yeah, exactly. They have their craft cocktails with their ginger. I don't know what goes into a craft cocktail, but you can get a cheeseburger. You can get sushi. You can get pizza. I'm assuming you can get all of these things at one restaurant.
I think you can get pizza with a side of sushi.
I think,
you can do it at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. I want to tell you something that you mentioned earlier. Do you know, I don't like cheesecake.
Oh, wow. You know what? Here's the thing. I do like cheesecake, but I get it. I understand. Yeah. Especially for dessert. You've got so many dessert options. Do you really want to fill that slot with what's really just fancy cheese or refined cheese?
Refined. I would imagine it is one of the worst foods for you because of all the saturated fat. And it's not even remotely rewarding, like ice cream.
I think it's rewarding. I hear where you're coming from, but I like a good cheesecake.
Tell me who made arguments against the 700-person Cheesecake Factory. What was their problem?
Oh, well, I mean, foodie-style arguments. Literally, factory is in the name.
Which I love.
It's like, do I want factory food? And they were like, our mall is going to be defined by the world's largest cheesecake factory. You might not necessarily want that to be the thing that puts your neighborhood on the map. So yeah, I see it both ways in my hypothetical.
Factory is said lovingly. I worked at a frozen custard store called the Frozen Custard Factory, and it wasn't a factory. It's a cute name for a wonderful store. So any of your foodie friends who are objecting to the word factory in the restaurant are friends I might recommend you reconsider. But in any case, can I ask, did you think I was going to say I wouldn't like the 700-person Cheesecake Factory?
I thought you were going to love it. I thought you were going to love it. I thought you were going to be just like me. And look, I want to make it really clear. I'm not going to be like a Cheesecake Factory platinum member. I'm not racking up my frequent flyer miles at the Cheesecake Factory. I would just be delighted by its arrival, and I would definitely go. And depending on how that first experience went, I might celebrate some special occasions there.
Cheesecake-lutely.
I don't know if they have this. I'm imagining they've got a giant banana split that's got sparklers in it. And I would go there and we would get the banana split with the sparklers and the sushi.
Yes.
It would be, everyone would be happy.
Would you be anticipating that you would have to take some home?
I think I would. Although on the other hand, Cheesecake Factory, I think it's a purposefully gluttonous experience.
Right, right. We're not promoting gluttonous eating. We are promoting a nice time, right?
100% nice time.
Yeah, so I just want to be clear that we like nice times and people enjoying themselves. And if that's a crime, then we'll go to jail.
But speak for yourself, Ellie. I don't want to go to jail for someone else's nice time. But a nice guy that I think
we both really like and who also likes a nice time is our friend Zach Cherry. You guys who aren't lucky enough to be friends with him, you might know him from Severance, from Succession, from The Great American Baking Show. He's a delight. He's here today. He's going to talk to us about watching cable television in hotel rooms.
I like that exact same thing. I can't wait to hear all about his love because it's one that I share. Let's bring him on. Stick around.
Born to Love. Guys, welcome back to Born to Love. We are here with Zach Cherry. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Zach, we're very, very happy and lucky to have you chatting with us today. This is the podcast where we talk about things that we love. And you were going to talk about watching cable television in hotel rooms.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I guess it's always been true, but I'd say even more so now. I'm a cord cutter. I'm one of these millennials who took the leap, snipped the cord. So when I'm at home, I don't have cable. But when I'm on the road, when I'm in a hotel, I have access to cable again. And I feel like there's something special about being in a hotel and watching TV that just completely changes what I'm willing to watch, my experience watching it. So whenever I'm in a hotel, I'm excited to kind of just flip through the channels and peek at different stuff.
Because it suddenly feels like a treat again, right? I mean,
definitely.
And I have to ask you, I'm slightly older than you. Not, I'm very young, but I'm slightly older. When you say cord cutter, you mean literal cord, like you cut the cable.
Yeah, well, not literally. I didn't cut anything. I just don't pay for cable. But I have chosen a streaming-based life over a cable-based.
And you're not alone. I mean, Scott, do you have cable at your house?
No, I'm a cord cutter as well. As soon as I saw that you wanted to talk about this, Zach, the Venn diagram was a single circle, because I feel exactly the same way for exactly the same reason. All those streamers are great, but there's something special about just channel surfing and finding stuff.
And having to sit through a commercial, like discipline, willpower. What happened to those traits, you know?
Well, and there's a nice element of commercials where it's phone time. You get a little phone time built in. When you're watching streamers, you got to stay locked in the whole time. But when the commercials come up, you can check out what's going on the phone.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right. 8 minutes without a phone is enough. Let's give me my 8 minutes of Law and Order, and then I get to check in.
You're not missing anything. It's built-in phone time. Those were the times when you would get up and get a snack, and you wouldn't have to press pause. Is there a nostalgia piece to it?
Yes, I actually was going to say that. I think definitely I'm right on that line of, like, grew up with cable as the only option, but then was on the tip of the spear for the streaming.
The cord cutting.
Streaming movement.
Wow, early on.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm something of an early adopter.
You don't want to brag, but...
But your scissors were ready to cut. I'm determined to get in my cutting cord reference.
I didn't look back. And so, yeah, I think there is a nostalgia element. The closest thing it compares to is when you're homesick, you know, as a kid. You're at home and you have the whole day. And back then, I used to just watch the same episode of SportsCenter 11 times. And I think this kind of captures that feeling a little bit of just like, ooh, I'm like alone and I don't have any responsibilities. I'm just like in this hotel and I can just turn on the TV and see what's going on.
That's exactly right. I had mono, not to brag, in 11th grade.
A lot of kissing? Oh, 11th grade. We know where you got that mono, Ellie.
They do call it the kissing disease for a reason.
They call it the kissing disease. No one I knew had mono. It was just me. Wouldn't that have been so embarrassing?
So you had immaculately conceived mono?
Yeah. Will you treat me with some respect, you guys? Yeah. The movie that was on every night was Shawshank Redemption. So I can never watch that movie again just because it's so closely associated. But yeah, there is that nostalgia piece to it. And also, don't you feel in a hotel room that time is suspended?
Totally. I think that is probably tied to the fact that cable was a childhood thing for me. So it's this combo of taking me back to when I fully had no responsibilities, but I'm also in a hotel. So I'm not even in charge of making the bed or food, or I'm kind of returned to my adolescent state of just like nothing but entertainment time.
Right.
You know?
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have any go-tos, Zach? Like, you throw your suitcase on the floor.
Yes.
As I do. Maybe you set it down nicely. And you plop on the bed and you hit that button. And, of course, the on-demand comes up. But that's not what you're there for, right?
Sure.
You're gonna hit that guide. What are you going to check out first?
Well, first of all, I roll my suitcase into the corner, and I don't take my stuff out and put it in the drawers at a hotel.
Ever?
If I'm there for like a really long time, yes, but if we're talking under a week, no, I'm coming out of the suitcase.
The reason he does that, Ellie, is because he's not a sociopath. What right. kind of crazy person's putting their clothes in the drawers for like an overnight stay?
I set up the minute.
For one night? If you're there yeah. for one night, you yep. fully unpack?
Yeah.
Wow.
Call me crazy. Send me to jail. I don't care. Yeah, I don't want things to get wrinkled.
I only wear t-shirts and
right.
I have literally one pair of jeans, no matter how long I'm going to be there. So I'm not super concerned about wrinkles.
Yeah. No, I understand. There is a pleasure in living out of the suitcase because it's all temporary. The television watching, it's temporary. The rooms, it's you're living in a temporary world. So I understand that unpacking.
Absolutely. So that's what I do first, is not unpack. Mm-hmm. Then I turn on the TV. And actually, you mentioned the guide, which is something that I think we should talk about, because some hotels do have a nice guide that you can turn on. And while you're changing channels, you can still see the guide, right?
Yeah.
But some yes. hotels, you still have to turn to the TV guide channel
yep.
and watch it scroll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's always a big disappointment to me right out the gate. Although then you do get the experience of kind of just like flipping through blind.
I don't like flipping blindly because also I've found in hotel rooms, there's often a delay between my pressing the button on the remote control and it changing. So it's not like at home, I do have cable.
Wow.
Oh, fancy pants.
You were sitting on that for a while.
Well, I was like, when do I low up this interview? And I just did. And so when I press the button, it immediately responds to my demand. But in the hotel room, there's already a delay. So I am all for the guide showing me what there is so I can go to that channel without
yeah, I prefer
flipping
that.
Blindly.
I agree completely. As soon as you see that really slow crawl guide, then you know you're in trouble. Totally. I'm still excited to hear what sort of stuff you watch,
okay,
Zach,
yes.
because my thing, I'll just put my cards on the table,
okay.
is Shark Tank.
That's my number one.
Never seen that in my home a single time. Not once. Every single time I'm in a hotel, Shark Tank's probably going to make its way on the TV.
You're going in the tank.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's my number one. You turn to CNBC. You hope you're catching a Shark Tank marathon.
Yeah.
Odds are you are. For a long time, I was the same where I only watched it in hotels. But I will admit, I recently have taken to throwing it on Hulu. And
at your own home.
Yeah. It's like a background show for me.
That's a little bit like drinking alone. Like Shark Tank at your house is a little bit like just popping a beer at 1 p.m.
But I will right. say I only do it when I have other stuff I'm doing. So it's like
oh, right.
if I'm washing dishes or if I'm like sending emails, but I kind of want something on.
Yes. Understood. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, Zach. I'm not trying to be a Cassandra to do like a Greek reference.
Sorry, elaborate on that, please.
Doesn't Cassandra warn of catastrophe?
I for sure thought you were talking about a Sex and the City character.
Cassandra might not be Greek either.
I just looked it up. I do think she is a Greek prophet. I'm very impressed, Ellie.
Yeah. Wow.
First of all, I have cable television. I know who Cassandra is. But I want to say this. Listen, I'm in no position to tell you how to live your life, but I am cautioning you against too much Shark Tank because, mark my words, it is going to lose its luster when you do get that hotel escape.
No, you're dead wrong. You're 100% wrong.
Defiant, and I like it.
To me, it is an endlessly rewatchable show, and I could have seen an episode of Shark Tank 2 weeks ago and watch it again today, and I will have absolutely no memory of what happened.
That's true. Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's fresh to me every time. I just watched an episode the other day where it really was kind of sad. This kid was like a young entrepreneur and he got really emotional. He was crying. There was a scene with his mom after. And I watched the entire thing and only at the very end did I go, oh, I've definitely seen that before a lot.
Now, is it a reflection of the show, your memory, the attention you're paying during it?
I think it's the way I watch the show. It's all vibes.
Right.
And I think that's why it's a perfect hotel room show too, is you can fully check in and out and you're getting the same entertainment value whether you've been paying complete attention or whether you haven't, in my opinion. You don't need the whole picture.
No, that's exactly right. Do you have a favorite cast of sharks?
Oh, I'm a Queen of QVC guy.
Oh.
I'm a Lori lover.
You're a Lori boy.
Yeah. But I do like when there's new sharks, especially when it makes the vibe awkward.
Right. Yes.
I enjoy when the other sharks are trying to like big dog them and be like, hey, this is still my show.
This is just for my own curiosity. Do you ever have an idea for a Shark Tank item?
Ooh, not anymore. I would say when I was younger and first started watching the show, I was more interested in that and the idea of, oh, this could be anyone. But I will say the show is a little different where now it's almost always like a company that already has $100 million in sales. So I feel totally disconnected from the process now, whereas it used to be more like this dad going, well, my son's tricycle used to break every morning and now I invented the trike fix or whatever. But no, I'm bad at ideas.
I'm not sure that that's true because I feel like you're more the dad who like has the tricycle idea. Just for everyday living.
Are you perhaps referring to the types of ideas I've given you when I maybe suggested that you let your kids ride on their suitcases in the airport?
I think that's right. Okay, Zach and I were working together on the Great American Baking Show, and I was traveling from London, where we filmed it, back home to New York, but I was doing it by myself, and I was very confused about the logistics of pulling my kids' 2 suitcases, but also my kids, because they're old enough to walk, but they also get tired, and I could see one of them just, like, going boneless and, like, collapsing like kids do. And Zach, like, brilliantly suggested putting one of the kids on the suitcases.
Wait, like a stretcher kind of situation?
Well, not that. I mean,
more like a...
More like sitting on top of it.
Like in a shopping cart. But here's the issue with that idea is it's A, a bad idea, and B, there's no way to make money off of it.
Yeah, if I'm Mark Cuban, I'm probably not going to be investing in this particular endeavor.
Someone's going to steal this now. I can't imagine Cuban saying no to something like that. Anyway, I'm upset.
What if it's a suitcase? It has like a fold-out seat and straps.
Yeah.
Now I'm convincing myself that we could do this, guy.
Yeah, you could really have something here.
You're part of this, Zach. All of us were part of it until the little mice listening are going to take our idea straight to the top. So anyway, you're welcome.
Those cockroaches listening to this podcast.
Yes.
Interesting dynamic with your listeners off the bat.
I know. I love them, but I also hate them.
I feel like normally a podcast takes about 6 years to arrive at that type of relationship with their listeners, but I love that you've sort of cut right to it.
I'm already disgusted with our listeners.
Just to be clear, we had an exclusively positive relationship until we came up with a $1 million idea.
Right.
And as soon as there's competition between us and the listeners, I mean, you know who's going to win out.
Yeah. The dynamic shifted very quickly.
I'm glad I was here for it.
I don't want to keep harping on what's your favorite shows.
I have a lot more to say. I almost have tears when I'm in the hotel. Shark Tank is always the first. If I see that we have, you know, four episodes coming up, I know what I'm doing for the rest of the night. Shark Tank through and through. Then after that, I'll check Comedy Central or TBS. Often office marathons. So Ellie, you are a big part of the hotel TV experience. I do feel bad because you, I assume, have a different relationship with that show, but it's very prominent in the hotel viewing world.
It's on cable television a lot. So there are often marathons. And I watch the show all the time.
Oh,
not
great.
All the time, but a lot before working on it.
I see.
And even now, I will... It sounds disgusting, but in a hotel room, if it's on, I might watch an episode because it's like a yearbook.
Right, yeah.
So, but I understand it's a comforting show.
And do you crack up at all your best stuff?
Oh my, I mean, best stuff. Make me choose. Like, I can't choose. Like, it's all the best.
Who are you laughing at hardest? Is it you?
Yes, the answer is yes. Like, do you need an answer? I'm the funniest character on the show. And I do it really well. So yeah, I'm laughing hardest at me.
Do you have like Aaron edits that you watch where it's just yeah. where it's just the Aaron stuff?
Yes. I asked the former editors, I need to cut to the chase, and I asked them just as a favor to make an Aaron edit.
Right.
And they did. And I didn't pay them. But I do bring that with me to hotel rooms. It's not available, obviously, to the general public.
You actually catch a lot of stuff you miss when you watch it through the traditional way. Because I have seen the Aaron edit, and it is... Oh, last year I emailed the editors and I was like, hey, I hear rumors. Is there any way I could watch
it? To that?
But anyway, The Office really is one of my go-tos in the hotel. It's a lot of marathons.
There's a lot.
And it's on multiple channels. So that's tier two, I would say. Comedies that there are like 700 episodes of, you know.
I like those shows, but they're not top of my list for hotel viewing. I want to watch a good, like, blockbuster movie I didn't catch in the theaters. The last time I had this experience, I was with my kids in a hotel room, and John Wick 3 was on. And we definitely watched, like, 20 minutes. And my wife was horrified. John Wick, for those of you who haven't seen him, he's a violent hitman who kills hundreds of people.
But for the right reasons.
Let's be clear.
But then my defense was they had to edit it for TV.
Right.
If we were watching John Wick, like, on streaming, it would just, all the swear words would be there. But you're watching it on cable, swear words, mostly muted.
Movies, for me, I will say, are in the almost the bottom tier.
Me too.
I'll eventually make it to movies. Between the comedy shows and movies, for me, is procedurals. That's like Bones, Blue Bloods.
Bones!
So yeah, those are pretty much my tiers. Shark Tank, half-hour comedy marathons, procedurals, and then movies. And then sometimes bizarre athletic competitions. So like the lumberjack games, powerlifting, that stuff I'll definitely stop on when I'm flipping through at a hotel. The key when you're in a hotel is it feels like less of a choice. It doesn't feel like you're going yes, I'm going to spend my time watching this. It's more like I'm stuck here and at the whims of whatever channels they have, and it gives you permission to watch trashier stuff.
That's exactly it. And you're not held responsible for that choice.
Something you said, Zach, that I hadn't even thought of, but I feel on a visceral level, is those crazy sports.
Yes.
My wife and I, we went to a wedding and we ended up watching like 2 hours of cornhole.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, quote unquote, professional cornhole. And all of the branding was Bush's baked beans. And we got really into it.
I don't know. What's cornhole?
Mostly a drinking game.
That's where you stand 20 feet away from them and you throw bean bags at the boxes and try to get them in a hole.
Oh, yes. That's right. I know that.
It's like something you play at a barbecue while you're throwing back, I guess, Bush's baked beans.
Exactly. The marketing team at Bush's isn't full of morons.
No.
They're genius.
They know exactly what they're doing.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Can I ask you a question about the timing of your TV watching?
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of the time you're at a hotel by yourself, it's probably for work.
Yeah.
Right? Otherwise, your wife's with you, probably.
Yes.
So are there any boundaries to your television watching? Scott mentioned coming in, you put your suitcase in the corner, he throws his on the ground, and it seems to immediately turn on the TV. I never do that.
No, you're too busy packing your stuff into drawers.
That's it. So I don't like to until all of my responsibilities are done and I'm in bed.
It depends quite a bit. For me, length of stay is actually a pretty big factor because if I'm going to be there for an extended period of time for work, then I'm like bringing all of my stuff. So I have my computer, I have my iPad, I have my Nintendo Switch. So then I might not watch that much hotel TV because I have all my other little activities. If I'm going to be there for just a couple nights, I just come with my overnight bag and my clothing. That's when I'm really in my hotel TV bag, is for like a 2-3 night stay.
You have questions. Well, I just am a little surprised that to hear for the longer stay, like all television has been dropped. Do you even make time to watch TV?
Not as much. And I think it's because when I'm there for a longer time, I make it my home.
I understand.
I call it my home. I say, when I see the staff, I say, thanks for coming over.
When you walk in the door, you say, I'm home.
I say, I'm home.
You call back to your other home and you say, I'm home.
Yep. Yeah.
And your wife is like, you're here? And you're like, and I said I'm home.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I think if I'm only there for a little bit, then I can behave like I'm on spring break. But if I'm going to be there for a month, I would start to lose touch with reality if I fully committed to the hotel TV lifestyle.
It's unhinged. Like, that is too wild to maintain.
Yeah.
That's why we were worried for you when you disclosed that you're watching Shark Tank at home, at your true home, the actual place where you mostly live. You seem to have a sort of wisdom about hotel life that surpasses just this cable TV thing.
Right.
And I feel enriched by it. So I just want to say thank you.
I would say, I don't know if you're interested in writing a book. And again, here I am just spouting off like $1 million ideas, but
don't say it while the cockroaches are listening, Ellie.
If you did write a guide to being at home in your temporary home.
Being at home in your home is what you could call it.
Well, that's it. It's not temporary to you.
Yeah.
Then I would buy that book. I don't know if you're looking to write a book.
Yeah. If I ever come back on the pod, episode 2 will be about how I love writing a book.
Please do. And talk about it.
Yeah.
Born to love writing a book.
So we'll do it in like 2 weeks then? You can get cracking on your authorship. This has been such a delight. Thank you so much for joining us, Zach. We have a game that we like to play with all of our guests.
Let's do it.
If you'd stick around for just a couple minutes.
Sure.
We're going to play Love It or Loathe It with Zach Cherry.
Zach, we have a game that we like to play with all of our guests called Love It or Loathe It. And we're going to give you a handful of topics. And there's no middle ground here, Zach. We want to hear whether you love this topic or loathe this topic. And then,
I can just say, nuance instead. That can be my answer, right?
Zach, that is the opposite of how you play Love It or Loathe It.
Okay.
Okay? All right. And if you do say nuance, you're going to jail.
Okay.
Okay. Zach, Love It or Loathe It, Marriott hotels.
Love it.
Yes! Okay, what do you love about a Marriott?
I don't know. I mean, the truth is I don't really have a strong opinion, but I'm way closer to love it than loathe it on Marriott's.
Yeah. Do you distinguish between the hotels you stay at?
Almost never.
Well, what about the W Hotel? That's a pretty different vibe from a Marriott. Love it or loathe it?
I'll go loathe it because I've never been. And I hate anything new.
Yes.
Right. Afraid of new experiences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Ellie, have you stayed in a W?
Do you want to know my W story?
Oh, actually, I do know this.
I lived in a W for the first 3 months of my son James being born because we were moving and the apartment wasn't ready yet. So we had no place to live. So we lived at this W.
Like a Dunstan checks in kind of situation?
Zach, I don't know it.
Oh, that's just the movie where the orangutan moves into the hotel. But they have fun adventures living at a hotel.
You were like the monkey.
Michael must have watched that show because one morning he woke up and he said, Ellie, I've got it. We'll move into a hotel just like the monkey.
Right. Did you have any fun adventures while you were there?
No, but I love temporary stays. So no specific fun experiences other than the overall experience of knowing I was living at a hotel.
It seems like you should be the one to write the book on making a hotel your home.
Is that why I pitched it?
Well, hold on. Well, slow down there.
Yeah, easy. Okay, Zach, love it or loathe it, Cheesecake Factory.
Love it, but...
That's the correct answer.
Again, I'm not allowed to say...
I know.
I've only been a couple times and I did enjoy it. Growing up, there weren't really Cheesecake Factories near me and I haven't pursued educating myself on that cultural experience. But from what I know of it, love it.
Yep. Scott and I are both big fans. So we're happy that you love it.
They have good bread, right? Is that one of their things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love a place that brings you out of bread, a good start with the bread.
So many places don't do that anymore unless you ask.
Some places make you pay for it, which is like the worst of all worlds. Because, I don't need just extra bread. But if you bring it to me, I'm going to eat it for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Love it or loathe it, Bombas socks.
And is this a sponsor of your show?
I believe that it's a pretty big Shark Tank product.
You know what? I'll go loathe it because my socks are... nothing to me. I could wear like tissue paper as socks and it would be essentially the same thing.
I completely understand.
Loathe it.
Yep. A sock is a sock and all socks get holes. Zach, so much for the Bombas, but this is another Shark Tank product. Curious to know, love or loathe Scrub Daddy Smiley Face Sponges.
Okay, this one I do have a strong opinion on and it is loathe it. I am not a fan. I am a frequent Shark Tank product buyer. It's essentially an infomercial, and I fall prey to that. Yep. The Scrub Daddy sponges, I don't like. They're like a nice idea, but I would rather just have a regular sponge.
I find the faces really scary and disgusting.
And they're too thick.
They're too thick.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually happy when I'm scrubbing. I haven't seen that episode, so I want to know how they pitched it.
I believe that's like the most successful Shark Tank product of all time.
I'm not familiar with this product. They seem just to be sponges with a smiley face on them. Is there more to it than that?
They're disgusting.
Well, they try and pitch you on the idea that you can use the eye hole to like wash a spoon.
It's disgusting.
Ooh.
But I would rather just have a regular sponge.
So would I, and wrap the sponge around the spoon like a normal person, not a mouse or a cockroach.
Yeah. I'm sure your listeners probably love that freaky little smiley face.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure they have no fewer than 12 little smiley face. Anyway, they're disgusting.
Guys, we love you. Thank you for listening to our show.
We love you.
Certainly, you're not foolish enough to be scrubbing your stuff with a scrub daddy smiley face sponge. All right, last one, Zach. Last one, love it or loathe it. Those little hotel toiletries.
Loathe it. At the same time, I almost never remember to bring stuff I prefer, so I use it, but not a huge fan.
Wasteful, right?
Oh.
Because, like, you take them with you.
Oh, no. Right? I mean, they're like socks or socks. They're just nothing products to me.
If I do use one, it occurs to me, if housekeeping is going to replace it, are they going to throw out this half-used?
That is a good point. I hadn't considered that element.
Right. Maybe they're filling it from a...
Yeah, but that I don't like either. Then I'm getting the...
It's all awful.
Sharing shampoo with the previous guest? No. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to either, especially if they're one of our listeners.
But in fairness, Ellie, you just... All of that was just a way of justifying the fact that you take them home, right?
Absolutely.
That's it. Yeah. That you realized the look on my face and Zach's face that we were a little...
You were horrified.
Horrified that you steal the little hotel conditioners and then you're trying to justify it, right?
I was like backpedaling a little by like, how do I make this right?
Not only justify, you were trying to make us wrong and bad for not.
Right. We're killing the earth.
That's how I make... deals or negotiations or decisions with my husband.
Shark Tank here.
No, it's fun to be married to me.
Expert mind games like that one.
Also, what's weird to me, I'm thinking about this, is when I saw little hotel toiletries and Zach said he loathes them, I was like, woohoo! And then admitted that I take them home with me. Like, I'm unhinged.
And your first thought, you were like, well, surely it's because of the environmental impact.
I mean, you'd be a monster not to take them, right? Filling up landfills.
So instead, my medicine cabinet is just full of half-empty shampoo.
When you were at the W, did you steal one every day?
When you were staying there as long as I did, you didn't get any, like, amenities. It was hardcore living.
Yeah, I'm sure it was really hardcore.
It was so hardcore.
Well, you've convinced us about watching cable TV in hotel rooms. I think that I agree with every single one of these love it or loathe it, Zach. So you've got a kindred spirit here.
And a kindred spirit here.
Kind of.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for being our guest here today. We had a lot of fun chatting with you. And you didn't change any of our minds because we already loved watching cable television in hotel rooms with you, but I'm sure you changed a lot of the minds of our little cockroaches.
Yeah, that's what I came here to do.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.